Better music, it's Q Radio, Kevin McAllister on the Q Cafe. Well, Jim Wells is in the studio this morning, and also Rory Rafferty from Pride in Newry. What we're going to talk about, first of all, Jim and Rory, welcome. Jim, we're going to talk about your announcement on Twitter that Jim Wells has resigned from the National Trust and will now support other charities. It follows the National Trust's participation in the Belfast Pride Parade. Tell me about that.
There's a wee bit more to it than the taking part in Saturday's parade. There was a bit of a very controversial situation in Philbrook Hall in Norfolk, one of the National Trust's leading properties, where 30 volunteers were told that if they didn't wear the Gay Pride badge, they would be put on duties where they wouldn't be seen by the public. Now, I see that as gross discrimination against those who may have a moral problem with wearing that regalia. And I believe in equality, and therefore the equality should be that someone who does not wish to participate in the great Gay Pride Week events should have a right to step aside. And they were offered that chance. Now, of course, the National Trust, after huge protest and 240 resignations, including my own, backtracked on that. But I believe in fundamental liberty of conscience on these issues.
Now, let's look at where we are at in terms of the National Trust. And I was looking at their pages last night on social media, Jim, and it says here, Prejudice and Pride, exploring the LGBTQ history. Explore the LGBTQ history of our places and the lost and hidden lives of the people who helped shape them.
Well, I believe the National Trust of Conservation Charity that does marvellous work in protecting houses, gardens and countryside, it is not a charity that campaigns on social issues. I think it should stick best to what it does best, and that, of course, is conservation. And there, I'm a member, I think, of at least a dozen conservation charities. None of the rest have gone down this route. The second issue, which I think was very offensive, is that they did out a former owner of one of their properties and accused him of being gay, when there's absolutely no proof of it, and that caused enormous offence to the family, who were deeply hurt by this. And again, that was done simply to pursue their LGBT Week campaign. And I think that's appalling that anyone should be outed. And of course, they've passed on, but they should be outed without the family consent.
Right, let's go back and talk about what you said in terms of social media. And you said, in terms of the National Trust, it's wise to keep out of controversial social issues which have little to do with its main objectives.
Mm, absolutely.
Now, you worked for them. What is their main objective?
I worked for them for 10 very happy years, Kevin. I worked for them at the Jan's Causeway, the Argyry and Roe Allen House. The National Trust does a fantastic job in protecting places like Mount Stuart, Derrymore here locally, the Argyry, Castle Cool, Florence Court. Wonderful houses. It owns a third of the coastline in Northern Ireland. It protects it from development and has some magnificent gardens.
But what are their main objectives?
Their main objective is the protection for future generations of our built and natural heritage, and they do it extremely well.
No, that's not what they say. They say their main objectives are the National Trust works to preserve and protect historic places and spaces forever for everyone.
Yes, absolutely.
For everyone.
And everyone's very welcome at National Trust properties.
Everyone, that would include the LGBT.
Yes, but that does not mean they go the next step and become a campaigning organisation on social issues. That is not their role. It's not in their charter. And the staff have mixed views. There are some who are very keen on that idea, and there are some who have deeply held moral and religious points against it. And they shouldn't be forced to carry out that agenda.
Some would say, Jim, a homophobic crusade you're on.
Absolutely not. It's simply an organisation that I feel should keep to what it does best. And no other conservation charity has gone down this route, just the National Trust.
Let's bring Rory Rafferty, who's the chairman of Pride in Newry. You've heard what Jim had to say. What's your view?
I don't think, he says it's some kind of a social crusade. It's far from it. Pride is a celebration. It's a celebration of how far the LGBT community have come. And it's also a celebration of the pride and the pride of their families and their friends. And as you said yourself, Kevin, the National Trust are preserving these buildings for everyone. And the LGBT people, the LGBTQ people, have had a massive role in the heritage of a lot of these buildings. And I think it's only right to celebrate that as we celebrate Pride every year.
Now, Jim, you've moved away from the National Trust. You also graduated from Queen's University. They were there at Belfast Pride as well. What do you say about that?
Sorry, Kevin, they were where?
They were there celebrating Pride along with everyone else. Queen's University were represented there.
The problem is I was a member and a former member of staff of the National Trust. My money was being used to propagate a campaign that wasn't simply, Kevin, a matter of noting and recording the role of the gay community.
I don't think it's a campaign. I think it's celebration.
No, Kevin, if you read the article, it's much more than that. There was actually 30 properties involved. And they were more than simply noting and recording historically the role of the gay community in National Trust.
Let's look at the National Trust then. And you worked for them for 10 years.
Yes.
So you're familiar with places like Kingston, Lacey and Dorset.
Yes, which again was owned by someone who is believed to have been from the gay community.
Not believed, was. Definitely was.
Yeah.
Let's look at Sissingenhurst Castle in Kent.
Yes, except there's about 30 properties which have a link to that community.
So why would they not celebrate?
I believe they should record. But the problem is, Kevin, they were moving beyond simply celebrating and recording. They were getting involved in a
campaign.
The
National Trust are simply recognising the LGBT community have a big part of the heritage.
And then a turnaround and force staff who had moral objections to that to wear memorabilia, which they felt very uncomfortable with.
Rory?
I don't believe they were forcing staff. The staff that were uncomfortable with it were put in non-public-facing roles, and I think that's quite reasonable, because obviously all of the staff must wear a uniform, and that was simply part of the uniform for that particular day.
Well, how would Rory feel if the gay community who were working for the National Trust were told to take a back role and not appear in front of the public? How would he feel about that?
It was based entirely on whether or not they wanted to wear a badge, Jim. It wasn't a member of any particular community that was asked to take a back role. It was someone who was unprepared to wear the uniform that they were asked to wear.
Yeah. It is a community, and there's a community out here, Kevin, that's forgotten about. And that's those who are from a devout Protestant or Roman Catholic faith, indeed some Muslims, who feel very uncomfortable about wearing anything that indicates that they support, for instance, gay marriage. And they have rights as well as the LGBT community. And I would say Rory would be in here absolutely hopping mad if the gay community who work for the National Trust were told, we don't want you to be seen by the public, you take a role in the kitchens or in the stores. That's unacceptable.
Well, you mentioned gay marriage there, Jim. I mean, you've brought that out of nowhere. This campaign has got nothing to do with gay marriage whatsoever. It was simply wearing a rainbow emblem, which was celebrating part of the National Trust's history. Gay marriage is a campaign which is entirely separate, and it's only a campaign here. In fact, it's not even a campaign in England, because in England they have same-sex marriage, the same as the Republic of Ireland. In fact, the same as the rest of Western Europe. Northern Ireland has largely become the laughing stock of the rest of the world on gay marriage as an issue because of your party, which, as far as I'm concerned, is an absolute disgrace. Currently, we don't have a working government, and we believe from the likes of Sinn Féin, who are very much a part of the talks in that. And that's largely because the DUP simply won't move on gay marriage.
Jim, would you accept that the LGBT community are very much a big, big part now of Northern Ireland?
Well, the statistics would show that they're about less than 2% of the community, but they have rights and they should be have equality in terms of being able to access all goods
and services.
Less than
2%, Rory?
It's actually near 13%, Jim. But Jim has a history of being quite thoughtless in his remarks, and clearly the remark at the weekend was entirely thoughtless, considering the large number of people, especially from the Protestant community, who now feel isolated and unable to vote for his party. And we're not just talking about people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans or intersex. We're talking about people who are allied with that community. And that allies organisation is growing every year.
You're laughing, Jim.
I'm laughing because the DUP has just recorded its highest vote ever in the history of Northern Ireland. Almost 300,000 votes. Even Dr Paisley, in his prime, didn't attract that type of vote. We absolutely annihilated the other parties. If this is failure for the DUP...
Well, I think Sinn Féin would disagree with that entirely.
Well,
that
we recorded our highest vote ever, that statistics show. It was
the smallest number of seats, Jim.
10 seats. We got 10 seats, our largest number of seats. I wish Rory could learn to count. The DUP had a staggering...
We're talking specifically here in the north of Ireland, Jim.
And again, Rory, by the use of that pejorative phrase, the north of Ireland, indicates where this is really coming from. It is actually Northern Ireland. And he knows how offensive that phrase is to to people who from the unions.
Well, it might be offensive to you. It's not to me or anybody else in the room. I would think
it's a script. It is the
North of Ireland.
Is the phrase that it's not actually de facto. It is Northern Ireland.
In fact, but it is the North of Ireland. You can't deny
that because it doesn't include Donegal, Kevin. Let's be ridiculous. You and I both know people who use that phrase where it's coming from. It's coming straight from Sinn Féin's encyclopedia. And I'm just saying that yes, Sinn Féin are using the rights. The gay marriage issue.
So you're suggesting Rory's a member of Sinn Féin?
Well, certainly it would be helpful if he'd actually use the proper name for the country he lives in. Rory, can you use the phrase Northern Ireland?
I'm happy to use the phrase Northern Ireland, good, but I'm good. Also happy to use the phrase the North of Ireland. I think you're being quite facetious.
And are you a member of Sinn Féin?
I'm certainly not, no. Never have been.
But it is interesting that Sinn Féin are using this issue of gay marriage as an obstacle.
Sinn Féin aren't here to talk at the moment, so we'll leave them out of the equation. We're going to deal with your statement. Let's look at Twitter, for instance. Rory, you have some facts on Twitter, haven't you?
Yeah, well, Twitter are one of the largest supporters of Pride anywhere in the world. They have been very much an out organisation since their beginnings. In fact, they were one of the main sponsors this year at Dublin Pride. So the very medium that you use to deliver your message are a massive supporter of Pride. I mean,
What do you say about that?
I don't pay anything for Twitter.
Does that mean you'll not be using Twitter?
No,
anymore?
Because I'm not paying anything for Twitter. Not only was I a subscriber to the National Trust, I was a donor. And indeed, I was actively pursuing leaving the National Trust money in my will as a legacy. So therefore, I was dictating how I spent my money, and I do not want my money.
You don't have to worry about that now, Jim. You can leave it to me. Jim, in South Down, you represent all of the people. That includes LGBT.
I represent the people who voted for me, and more generally, I represent...
No, you don't. You represent... Once you're in...
Yes.
Once you're a member of Stormont as an MLA, you represent everyone in South Down.
Yes, I do. I do. But I also represent, Kevin, the overwhelming majority of people in Northern Ireland who have grave difficulties with issues such as gay marriage. And, Kevin, for the last... I have been standing in elections probably before you were born. Now, can I say, I've stood in 18 elections, and every time... Well, maybe not.
But maybe not.
But certainly before your assistant was born.
I'm having a good look. And
certainly
going,
before Rory
yeah,
was born.
Okay.
Now, what I can say to you is I have stood in 18 elections, and every election I've made it absolutely clear where I stand on these issues, and in every election I'm returned. And indeed, my last vote was the largest I ever recorded.
And when you were working for the National Trust, when you met people, did you ask them, were they members of the LGBT community?
No, in fact...
When you go into a coffee shop,
do you do that?
Well, what's the problem? Lots of people would say you're just homophobic.
No, Kevin, first of all, this issue never arose. When I worked for the National Trust, it would be absolutely unimaginable this would have happened up to 1998. And secondly, it never arose even within staffing. It just was a non-issue. But also, I don't care, and I'm not interested in where people stand on these social issues. But what I am not prepared to do is to bring about a fundamental change in the definition of marriage in Northern Ireland, particularly when I know a large proportion of people in Northern Ireland don't support that.
Rory.
I mean, he's entirely wrong. I mean, every single published study and survey in the North of Ireland suggests absolutely the opposite of what he's saying. The Ipsos Mori survey, which was actually partially funded by the government and indeed his party, represented a 70% shift. 70% of the people in Northern Ireland are in favour of same-sex marriage. The Belfast Telegraph, which would be obviously a smaller survey, represented an 82% shift in the views of the people in the North of Ireland. In fact, even the last vote on the issue in Stormont was in majority in favour of same-sex marriage, and we believe now that the DUP seats are less in Stormont than they ever have been, that would actually be a larger number yet again. So the DUP would perhaps be best to reconsider the D in their title, because there's nothing democratic about blocking something based entirely on their own views when the majority clearly do support it. In addition to that, the DUP are using a particular piece of legislation called the Petition of Concern, and that Petition of Concern was designed specifically to protect minorities. So they're actually using a piece of legislation that was designed to protect minorities in order to do quite the opposite.
Jim, how do we go forward here? Because we're a laughingstock to the rest of the UK. We're a laughingstock to Ireland as well. We're totally behind the times here. And that's all down to the DUP. As well as that, there are young people listening right now. And how do you as an MLA be an example, a good example? When you're deliberately ignoring a part of Northern Ireland that exists, a big part, 13%, Rory, LGBT.
Kevin, because I'm representing the thousands of people in South Down who are sitting in churches and in chapels on a Sunday morning who are...
You're not representing the majority of people, sir.
I believe I am, Kevin, actually. I am, because...
What do you base that on, Jim?
Because I have stood...
What do you base
Because, Rory, I've done something you've never done. I've stood in election 18 times, and I've put my policies very clearly to the people of South Down,
okay, so
and each time I get returned.
Any of the surveys that have been done, the independent surveys...
Not in South Down, no, I don't, because I do the doors. I've done more doors than you ever have, or you ever have. And I can tell you the reception I'm getting, the reception that I am getting around the doors is whole firm in this. We wish to retain the traditional view of marriage in South Down. And they have a right to be represented, Kevin.
But do you not worry, Jim, that people are laughing at you right now?
But they're laughing at me. Kevin, if they are laughing at me and going...
Get with everyone else. Kevin, if you looked at Pride in Belfast... you know, in that recent weekend, which is only last weekend.
Just literally yesterday.
You know, the numbers of people that were there from...
A fraction of what was at the Black Parade in Scarborough.
Well, Q Radio were there, for instance.
Yeah, a fraction.
Or do you ban?
No, because
I'm
not
working with us.
None of my money is going into Q Radio or your fabulous salary, Kevin. I can assure you of that.
I like the way he keeps describing it as his money. I mean, he's paid for by the taxpayer. Many of whom are LGBT.
You know, there's another one. You are being paid at the moment and you're not taking your seat at the moment.
Yes,
nobody's
Kevin,
doing anything.
And Kevin, I'm also being paid.
What do you say about
I'm
that?
Also being paid by the large number of people who have deep concerns about the social drift in this province. And I'm the only MLA in South Down who adequately represents...
But there's no government, Jim. At the end of the day, you're all taking your money and there's no government.
We're still representing the people of South Down. I'm still here being...
How do you represent...
I am still here... I am still, I am still here being grilled by a very well-paid radio presenter. I'm still representing the people of South Down day and daily. I've got constituency issues all day today from Ballinahinch to Downpatrick to Kilkeel. I am still working... And I am still representing the thousands of people in South Down who have deep concerns about the way this country's going in social issues.
Now, you represent the people in South Down. You keep talking about that. So when you represent the people in South Down, we have a Pride Day in Uri very soon. And Rory, for the last 6 years, you've invited Jim Wells, haven't you?
We have indeed, yeah.
So do you want to do it on radio this time?
I've actually only been invited three times.
Do you want to do it this time on radio? Because I know you're about to ask him.
So it gets sent out every single year to everyone in the DUP. And we have had some really colourful replies, which I won't go into on air. But yes, once again, Jim, you would be very welcome to attend the celebration of Pride in Uri on the 2nd of September. It's a fantastic event.
And no doubt a lot of people you represent in South Down will be there, including me.
And a lot of people in South Down would rather I wasn't there, and I will be representing their views, and I will not be there on the 2nd
of
September.
But they're inviting you, Jim.
And I would very politely say, no, I won't be available on that day.
Why? Polite rebuttal we've had. So
but why, Jim?
Because I simply do not support. Because by being there, you're supporting the tenor of what's happening.
Do you not think you're out of touch, Jim?
I don't. Well, Kevin, if I'm out of touch, if people are laughing at me, if they're laughing at me and they're going into the ballot box and saying, ha ha, we don't like that guy Wells, but they're still giving me a number one or X, well, I'm happy. As long as people...
What do you think of people sitting in London right now or Glasgow listening to this? What would they make of it all?
I think they'd be perplexed and surprised because the moral compass that many people in Northern Ireland have has long since been destroyed in the rest of the United Kingdom. I accept that. I accept that Northern Ireland is particular because you've got devout evangelical Protestants and you've got many devout Roman
Catholics.
We're
taking steps back here, Jim. We're taking steps back.
It's not down to religion.
It's about the people,
Kevin,
Jim.
And I notice, Kevin, you're giving me much more of a grilling than Rory. You haven't criticised one thing he said yet.
It's you that made the statement on Twitter.
You haven't given him one pointed question.
But it's you that made the statement on Twitter,
well,
Jim.
Kevin, I am content to remain, as you say, unrepresentative. As long as the people keep voting for me in increasing numbers, I'm quite happy with that. And that is the ultimate test. The ultimate test is not what you and I say. The ultimate test is what happens when people put their mark beside the ballot paper in the ballot box. And I've been standing...
Is this what it's about? Are you playing to the people that vote
another,
for you?
Another pointed question to Jim Wells.
No, but is this what it's about?
Meanwhile, Rory sits here drinking his coffee.
Is this just an excuse for more publicity?
No, Kevin, because actually, no, hang on. You know I have turned down many media requests this morning. You're the only radio station that I've agreed to go on this morning. If I was doing this for publicity, I would have done them all. I've only done you.
The people that vote for you are my listeners.
But can you confirm that you are the only radio station I've agreed to do this morning?
Correct.
Right. So if I was out on a media campaign, why would I only do Kevin McAllister and not Nolan and all and Frank Mitchell and everybody else?
I'm sure it'll happen.
He's clearly afraid of Nolan.
No, because I decided to give priority to Q Radio.
Now, Radio, the official media partner, Belfast Pride.
Can you confirm, Kevin, that I did that?
Yes, I appreciate you coming on the programme.
And then you grill me and let me...
But you're playing to the people that listen to this programme in South Down.
Yes, and I know I was going to get a very difficult grilling, though I've expected that Rory would equally have got a grilling, and he hasn't. He's been drinking his coffee all morning.
Drinking tea
all morning. But what I say to you, Kevin, is that...
I have to say, by the way, we have to say to you, the National Trust, we have asked them for a statement, and they're not here to defend themselves. So anything you have said is very much Jim Wells talking.
I'm talking from someone who was embedded within the whole ethos of the National Trust for quite a long time, so I think I understand how the organisation works. The irony was that I was...
The question I would ask if I was Rory, why were you embedded with them when you knew that their connections with the LGBT
because
community?
That was an absolute non-issue in the time I was there.
Rory?
I can't understand for the life of me how that
10
was
years,
issue.
Jim.
Considering the National Trust.
History hasn't changed in those 10 years.
The early 1800s. Yeah. Were you there from the early 1800s?
I feel like it at times.
Yeah,
I haven't gone away, you know.
Let's go back on it. They're looking to explore the LGBTQ history of our places and the lost and hidden lives of the people who helped shape them, as we mark the 50th anniversary of decriminalisation of homosexuality with a year-long programme called Prejudice and Pride. Mm. And
yeah,
they
the
also
BBC,
say...
ITV and Channel 4 are all taking part in that celebration.
And Jim, they also say their main objectives, the National Trust works to preserve and protect historical places and spaces forever for everyone.
Yes.
And you worked for them for 10 years and you didn't know that.
No, that was actually our slogan then.
Well, I asked you and you couldn't answer me.
I gave you the first half. The second half, it says for all, for everyone. I accept
but
that.
But if you worked for them for 10 years, you should have known that.
Well, yes, and it is, Kevin. It is for everyone. The National Trust...
Well, if it's for everyone, why are you biased towards LGBT?
No, because, Kevin, it's not that everyone's welcome to come and work and join and participate in the work of the National Trust. It's the campaigning.
So if they're gay, can they come and work for them?
Of course they can. I'm sure there are many who do.
So, Rory, you can go and get a job there. It'll be okay.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's what the law, thankfully, currently states, that you can't discriminate against anyone based on their sexuality. But unfortunately, you know, Jim would like to continue to discriminate against me and my partner and indeed my friends,
Kevin,
by blocking the same-sex marriage bill.
And this is typical of the LGBT comment. The reality is... My objection is to the fact that the National Trust has moved on to the next step and is campaigning on a controversial social issue.
They are, it's merely a
but a lot of people, Jim, would say you haven't moved on to the next step. Get real and get into 2017 accept everyone for who they are and what they are. And at the end of the day, God said that he made everyone of his own image.
Well, that's actually pre the fall. Let's get into the theology of it, Kevin. No, that's actually misquoted. The reality
is... Oh, you misquote God now.
No. You're misquoting. You're misquoting, and you may be a highly paid announcer, but you're not actually too good on your...
Having
listened to what Stephen Nolan's been getting...
Well, certainly not Stephen Nolan.
But what I said to you, Kevin, it's not that they are recording and acknowledging the role of the LGBT community in their properties. The problem is they've moved to the next step of campaigning, and they were there on Saturday.
What does your party think of your statement?
I haven't asked my party, Kevin, as yet, as to
what will they think of it?
Emma Little Pengally actually posted a very warm message on Saturday surrounding the Pride March and her constituents that were taking part.
Yeah, she did, yes.
Perhaps Jim could take a leaf out of her book.
No, I don't think I will. I think I will maintain my position that I've maintained now. I've been in instalment for 23 years.
So this is Jim Wells, it's not the DUP. So
this was a personal decision. That's the only thing in all the sharp questions you've asked me and all the soft questions you've asked Rory. What I will say is that this was a personal decision. It's not a party decision. I thought I had particular insight because...
Well,
I had...
Rory has embraced you there. He's invited you to the festival, in answer
to the very soft questions you've been handling him, yes, Rory has invited me and I've very politely declined that opportunity.
But there's no hard questions really to ask Rory at the moment.
No, because of where you're coming from.
You that made the statement, not him.
It's because where you're coming from, Kevin. Yes, there have been no hard questions from you to Rory this morning. And anybody who's listening to this will say, why has he grilled Jim Wells and basically allowed Rory Rafferty to consume his tea?
You've come out with something that everyone this morning is sitting sort of going, what is Jim Wells talking about?
Well, I have to say to you, Kevin, the reaction I've had on social media, an awful lot of people are much more...
I haven't seen it.
Well, I have, because I have, as it comes through on my Facebook
feed. Are you going to share it with everybody?
I will not. I will not, Kevin, because a lot of it's private messaging. And all I can say to you is...
Well, if it's that good, why will you not share it?
Because people send me messages and don't expect them to be broadcast on Q Radio. Well, what I will say to you, Kevin, I will go forward out into South Down this morning and I will go round...
That's exactly what I was going to ask you.
...many parts of the constituency, and I'm absolutely confident that my stance on this will not do me one iota of political harm in this constituency.
So finally, you're not homophobic?
No, not, no. No. And Kevin, I need to make the point.
You think everybody will believe that?
Kevin, I want to make the point, very important point, being there's nothing wrong whatsoever in being gay. That's not the issue. It's the practice of being gay is the issue, not being gay. There's, I mean, many people have their own sexual outlook, but practicing is the problem.
Finally, Rory...
Is he
very good at it. But Rory, is he not entitled to his opinion?
He is absolutely.
You do not have to respect
that.
He is
absolutely entitled to his opinion, providing that his opinion does not infringe on my ability and my rights. Then absolutely, he is entitled to it.
Well, I'll issue a challenge to Rory that the next assembly election, you put your name up on the ballot paper against me, or one of your colleagues against me in South Down on this issue, and I will abide by the decision of the people of South Down. Now that's a challenge.
I think your future is tenuous as it is, Jim, because you have isolated a lot of young voters, and young voters are the future.
That's why in March I recorded the largest vote I've ever recorded in South Down by alienating voters.
We know what that was based upon. It was based upon orange and green politics.
Votes been growing for the last five elections. Well, if that's failure, I'll have more of it. Thank you very much. I'll have more of it. But you stand against me. You put your name in the ballot paper. Well, I know why you won't.
Well, a member of Pride.
A younger, fitter member of Pride. Put your name down and say, I am opposed.
What do you say about that, Rory?
Well, I'm waiting on a heart transplant, actually, currently. Well, I have a terminal illness, so I'm not...
Well, okay, I'm sorry to hear that, but what I'm saying to you is put one of your colleagues forward against Jim Wells on this issue and let's see what happens.
Sinn Féin are against you on this issue.
They recorded a much larger specifically on these issues.
Well, I think Sinn Féin are very specific about these issues at the moment, are they not?
There's a party political broadcast for you-know-who.
Certainly not. I'm not a member of Sinn Féin, never have been.